stay strong. Don't lose hope. It will be hard. But we have no choice. We have to weather this storm. Because the alternative, it's so much worse. And if we lose our freedom, what's the point? Hi there, and welcome to my local woods here in Norway. I went out for a morning walk. I'm going to have some coffee. It's the first day of the new year, 2022. I feel old saying that, you know. I can still remember New Year's Eve 2000, and it was like not that long ago, but it's actually 2 decades ago. But okay, I'll leave that for now. I want to talk about what's coming. I want to talk about the big changes that we are going to see. These matters are a little bit difficult to talk about because of censorship I hear on social media. But I think that, especially if you're watching this video, if you're still watching this video, you know, you have a pretty good idea of what to expect. Because these things, they're out in the open for everyone to see. And the problem is that it seems like most people, they walk around like this. And they don't want to see. They just want to follow rules, restrictions. They want mandates. They want segregation. They want this new kind of society because they can feel it's, you know, it's simple. It's very simple, and they can feel great about themselves. There is nothing new about this segregation of a society. We have seen that many times before up through history. I have talked about that before here on this channel, and it never ends well. It never ends well. And so, but okay. What I want to say before I move on with this video is that please consider subscribing to this channel. I made a promise. I kind of regret it now, but I made a promise that I will take a swim in the fjord when my channel reaches 500,000 subscribers, and looks like it won't be long. So I will have to take my axe and chop a hole in the ice, but I will do that. That's a promise. So hit that subscribe button. And now the water is boiling. Okay, so yeah, I wrote here, big changes are coming, and I think what we're going to see is basically changes in every aspect of our lives. That is, if you choose to be part of it. Because people like myself, we have already made that choice that we will not be part of that. And groups consisting of very sensible, down-to-earth, resourceful people are forming. These big changes will probably be coming during the next few months, the first 6 months of this year. That's my guess. All the tools are in place now. You have the tracking tools in place. You have, you know, a smartphone. It's actually, it's basically a tracking device. But you also have what I've chosen to call a dependence on medical intervention to have a functioning immune system. And I'll just leave it there. And people have been conditioned to accept this new way of living, where authorities decide for them when they can socialize and with how many they can socialize. And people have been conditioned to accept that. That's a horrible thing. I don't want to live in a society where everything is decided for me. I will never accept that. I will make those decisions for myself. It's part of... Okay. I'm struggling to find the words here, but it's... I think everything can be... It's about freedom. It's about freedom, and when we lose freedom, it's very difficult to get it back. So, now I'm getting worked up now, okay, I promised myself I wouldn't. These people who are feeling so emboldened now, and they are calling for people like myself who haven't had these injections, to be made into someone not welcome anywhere. And I can tell you, Christmas or Yule, as we say here in Norway, it wasn't so nice. It wasn't so nice. Because of that, because of the fear-mongering, because of what these people have done. What I am going to do probably once a month from now on is to make a list of possible scenarios, right? And what's my plan? My plan for myself and my family for each of those scenarios. Because I think it's very dangerous to be, very dogmatic about this like some people, they say, oh, well, I'm certain this is what's going to happen, so I prepare for that and only that. Please don't. You have to have a plan for many scenarios, and you have to adjust those plans and those scenarios maybe once a month, maybe even more often. You have to be flexible, you have to adapt. So just to mention a few of those big changes. Well, the monetary system is one. It looks like we're moving towards a digital currency system, and that's not a good thing, because it means that your digital wallet can be switched off, pretty much. We're moving towards, and I know I sound like a conspiracy theorist when I say this. And if you had asked me a couple of years ago, I would have thought, this is never going to happen. But yeah, social credit score system like they have in China, a Western variant of that, looks like that's coming. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. Things that you have to have is getting much more expensive. Food, electricity, gas for your car. But first and foremost, the segregation is going to be the biggest change, because we're not used to that in this part of the world. We're not used to that. We are used to treating everyone like we're equals in this society, and I think that's already gone. I think we are already there. But you know what? It's not all doom and gloom, because especially if you have already reached out to like-minded people, and you can do that in the comments here. Actually, I know lots of people have gotten in touch with other like-minded people in the comments section to my videos. You can start building something, you can start doing something. You can say that, okay, I will keep my freedom, thank you very much. I will also keep my bodily integrity, and we will build our own system, if you will, outside of the grid. It is very, very possible and doable. It's not that difficult. And you don't have to know everything about, I don't know how to, you know, you don't have to be a carpenter, you don't have to be a farmer. All these skills, you will learn them, and people, when they come together, they all have their unique skills, and it's amazing what a group of like-minded and resourceful and intelligent people can do. It's amazing. But okay, that's what I wanted to say. Skål, stay strong out there. We will get through this, and we will weather this storm. And don't let the bastards grind you down. Bye.